Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Even the Rich is a podcast from Wondery that tells the jaw-dropping stories about the tumultuous lives of the world's elite. From the greatest family dynasties to pop culture superstars.
Listen to Even the Rich on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie. I'm with the gorgeous Ben Mandelker. Hello, Benoons. I'm so good today. It was a wackadoo episode of Vanderpump Rules, which we will be getting to in just a moment. But in a couple of weeks, we are going to be in New York City at the Town Hall, followed by the Lincoln Theater in Washington, D.C. a couple of days later. Go get your tickets. Those are humongous shows. We're so psyched to do those. And then in June, we finish up in San Diego, St. Paul, Chicago, Columbus, Boston, and the Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com for links. That's also where you will find our Patreon links. You can get our Crappens On Demand bonus episode, Crappens On Demand videos, and our bonus episodes. And this week is a video and a bonus episode combined because we are going to be doing, by popular demand, in an Instagram poll, Real Housewives of Orange County, the trailer that will go up. I don't know. It's probably already up. Go watch it. So thanks so much to everybody for your support. We love you guys. Thanks for being here.
So, wow, this episode of Vanderpump Rules, this episode was so good that I started to, speaking of polls, in my mind, I was like, are we getting to the place where we're going to have to put up a poll and ask, what has been the best Vanderpump Rules season? Because I feel like the ones that stick out are season one, season two, I think it was season six, the Jackson Faith one, and now this one. I mean, this season has been absolutely amazing. And I think even if there hadn't been Scandoval, this would have been an amazing season. So this has been just like really riveting. Also, I saw this on Reddit. I saw this on the Vanderpump Rules Reddit, that Lisa Vanderpump and Ariana are going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Did you see that?
Love it.
I love that. I think they're going with the Daily Mail as the Daily Mail's guest. So I love that Ariana, like, I love all the things coming to Ariana as a result of this mess. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Kind of makes you really just salute the flag. Like, wow, it's really nice to see America really taking shit seriously. You know what I mean? I want to salute fucking the flag. Vanderpump Rules cast members are showing up. I mean, it is the correspondence. It is the it is the correspondence dinner, and that is a lighter tone event, you know? Like, isn't that where they're all kind of making fun of the president or something?
But it's still like the president of the United States. It's still like the president is there and like Vanderpump Rules still too.
And it's just amazing because just how it works out, because I feel like Tom Sandoval has often said, come on, man, which is perfect for this president, you know? So I love it. I think it's pretty cool. All right. So, but God bless America. Seriously, let's get it together. How about we work on healthcare? How about that? How about you? I send you my emergency room bill and you guys try to explain what the fuck you're doing over there in the government while you're charging me half of my money. Okay.
There we go.
Bitch. Okay. Let's start.
The White House just got corresponded to right now.
Yeah. There's your correspondent dinner. Fuck you. All right.
Listen, you know what though, Ronnie? Let me tell you something. You know who knows something about making change in this world? Trixie Monocle. Because her opening song, we make it happen. Come on, let's do it. The time is right now.
Keep it moving. Literally everyone on this cast knows about making change. They're waiters. Okay? And bartenders. So Schwartz is juicing. That was the big positive song. He's trying to make a juice. And he's like, oh my God, it's overflowing. And then we move over to James and Allie, and
the producers don't even want to dwell. They're like, this guy can't even squeeze juice out of a pineapple. It's just getting sadder and sadder.
It really is, too. James and Allie are hungover. you know, because they partied. And he's like, I feel like death. I'm never drinking again, I swear to God. And Allie has like a gallon jug of that cheap 7-Eleven water in her bed. That's my kind of girl right there.
Yeah. And he's like, Allie, what are you going to do today? She goes, die. So then we cut to Katie unscrewing some tequila and pouring herself a drink. And she's like, I feel like a degenerate. Like, don't look at me, butter. I'm not proud of this. I'm assuming she meant the making a cocktail by herself, but it also could have been just being on Vanderpump Rules. Because I think there probably is a moment for every cast member, they say, what am I doing on this show?
I know. And I was like, and she's talking to her daughter. And then I realized, no, she's actually talking to a stick of butter.
Stick of butter.
Listen.
She's talking to the lady on the Land O'Lakes label. Listen.
As someone who's been through a lot of therapy, I can tell you some of the best I've had is from butter. So Lala comes over and Lala's like, oh my God, some hair of the dogs. I've literally never seen you do this. And Katie's like, yeah, I ordered some Chick-fil-A too. Is that what she said?
She did order Chick-fil-A.
She DoorDashed some Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
How do I not like her?
Because she's probably too close to us.
She has, you know, butter. Like... She gets butter butter therapy. She orders Chick-fil-A for breakfast, even though they hate gay people, I guess. Do they still?
Yeah.
What's that?
I think they still do, but I'm like, at this point, like, you could... Like, I'm worn down. I can't. I'm sick of being like Chick-fil-A. I'm like, whatever.
You're worn down from it. Also, I know from living in West Hollywood for so long that the gays, that is one thing gays don't care about. Like, we don't care. The chicken's too good. Hate us all you want.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm at this point just angry that they're still closed on Sundays. Although I have not ordered Chick-fil-A in 10 years, but still. You know, I get it. I can't get myself worked up. There's so many things to get worked up about. And I just feel like I'm more worked up about other things than Chick-fil-A at this moment.
So Lala's like, that was such a good birthday, Katie. You and Satch. I'm going to call him Satch. Is that okay? We're close now. So you and Satch. I've never seen you like that. All you could see when you were making out, mops. Like a mops.
Yeah. It was just like hair like curling up into itself as they make out.
It was like one shower drain making out with another shower drain. It was.
It looked like Natasha Lyonne trying to pick something out of a hole or something. Lots of curly hair.
Natasha
Lyonne.
That's
what I'm trying to say.
It's like Natasha Lyonne like about to crawl into a pipe. But all you see is like the big
trying to audition for the Super Mario Brothers live action movie. Hold on, guys, I can get into a pipe. Okay, I can fit in this. Bullshit. You're lying to me.
I'm trying to find a way, even though we're not on video today, I'm trying to find a way to show you how Lala is eating the strawberry. It was horrifying because her lips are so blown up at this point. She takes a strawberry and she puts it in her mouth, but the way her lips are like.
Oh, wow. This is vaguely sexual.
It was. I was like, that poor strawberry doesn't know what is even happening to it right now.
Wow. Yeah, it was visceral. So Katie is saying that she's like nervous. She's more nervous. She was more nervous about like introducing Satch to the group than he was. Like, he wasn't that nervous, but she was really nervous about introducing him to the group.
Have you noticed that Katie's like kind of picking up Lala's like urban speak? You know how Lala's like, oh yeah, you better step off the curbs, bitch. So Katie's like, yeah, I was nervous, but like, I'm not necessarily divorced yet. So I'm not even like trying to go into a relationship right now. It's like, oh no, you're hanging out with Katie. You're hanging out with Lala too much. So Lala's like, but you and Tom's are actually going to be divorced. You're both allowed to go out there and start dating. The only ask was take it outside the groups. So do you think there's any coming back for you and Raquel?
By the way, I guess this doesn't apply for Oliver separating from his wife, but so Lala's.
Well,
like,
the accusation from Oliver's wife is that they weren't really separated, is that they broke up, but that he told her they were working on things. And I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, No, I totally get that. Like, I think Oliver's up to some shady stuff there with his wife, but I'm just saying that, like, you know, Lala all of a sudden is like pretty chill now with the idea of, like, you know, being separated, going through things, trying to figure it out. Like, she's very chill about it in this situation.
Well, she's the great vacillator. You know, she does that a lot in this episode where suddenly she's like totally fine with things she was like infuriated about 5 minutes ago, like at the end of Raquel. So then Katie's like, well, I mean, I can keep peace with Raquel for sure, but like, I want a distance from me and Raquel. And she tells us, I mean, I thought I saw something in Raquel that made me want to try to get a friendship off the ground. Okay, well, thank you for at least admitting that you were never friends with Raquel.
Yeah. And she says, she's like, but I don't want to sleep with one eye open. I don't want to have to watch my back. I mean, like, fuck that. It was hard enough spending all those years with Tom, having to go to sleep, being afraid he was going to get drunk and knock down the front door of our house. So I just want to sleep in peace now.
And Lala's like, well, obviously she like whooped up last night. What'd she say? Hooed up? I wrote hooed up.
She showed up. It was the best gift ever for Lalask. And she's like, when you see someone like Raquel coming in and they've called you a mistress and they ask, and then every article on the internet is like calling her a mistress. It's like, welcome. Let's talk.
And Katie's like, yeah. And I was telling Sandoval, like, oh, she's getting like dragged online. I was like, well, you're leaving out the part where you're also clapping and laughing and saying how much you love that. But okay. Yeah. And she's like, and he says, yeah, you seem to be enjoying this. And Lala goes, yes. And then we see the hate tweets about Raquel. I took a screenshot of them so we could.
During a more innocent time where we thought, like, wow, she's really getting so much hate. I was like, look at this tidal wave of hate that Raquel is getting over an Oliver scandal that lasted for half a news cycle.
Yeah, like, I thought she was better than this. Truly gross behavior from a supposed sweet girl. Guess she's more sour than sweet. Whoa. Another one, Blue Wave said, the only pageant crown she'll be winning now is the one for Miss Mistress, and it looks like
Miss Mistress.
It looks like she's coming for the title. And then Blake writes, when someone tells Raquel not divorce, all she hears is the perfect man. And then someone said, the last one I like, because these ones are all like, are these clever written by production? But then this last one from Sunny Day, of all names, just goes, damn, Raquel is a messy bitch.
So Katie's like, can I just enjoy this? I mean, she said that she told Sandoval, like, she's like, or she says, like, a couple of weeks ago, you know, she's making out with, like, my not even ex-husband yet. And then I was like, you seemed like you enjoyed her at the Abbey at 1 a.m., just the two of you, because that's what she told Sandoval. And Lala goes, that is weird. Like, who saw them there? Allie? And so
she's like, she saw them there after see you next Tuesday. And so here's the thing. This is another one of those, if we didn't know how this was going to end up, I would be sitting here like, who cares? The Abbey is literally right next door to Sur. That's why they go there. They go there for their after work shift drinks, and they dance a little bit. And it was probably a whole group of people, which it turns out it was. And who cares? Raquel was always hanging out with Ariana and Tom Sandoval.
Exactly.
So in many ways, why would you call her a whore because of that? You guys are ridiculous. That's how I would think if I didn't know.
Same. I was through this episode, I kept on thinking about all the things that we would have said and how dumb we would have looked. You know,
how many times
we would have said, like, oh, please get off of it. Suddenly people can't, like, they're like friends. And he and Sandoval and Ariana are fine. This is all misdirection. Stop it. We would have looked like idiots.
Yes, we have before. I mean, listen, millions of times. Like, I believe Jax. When Jax kept saying he didn't cheat, and Stassi's like, yes, you did, motherfucker. I know you cheated. I was like, no. And Jax just kept saying with, like, puppy dog eyes. This was before we knew that Jax was a compulsive liar. Like, that came later where we all learned, oh, he just, like, literally lies about everything. But in that first season, he just kept pleading his case. I mean, I'm just so gullible. I'm a gullible person.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Well, I mean, the whole – and the second season that, like – there was all this thing about like Kristen and Tom and da 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 da. And then it turns out that Kristen slept with Jax. I mean, it's like this show, we should know better. The moment people are denying cheating, they're cheating. So yes. Katie's like, I don't want to say that Tom Sandoval would ever cheat on Ariana because I would have to kill him. But what grabbed my attention the most was that Tom and Raquel were alone. And I've been friends with Sandoval. Well, I've tolerated him for years. And I've never gone out with him alone dancing at 1 a.m. before.
Yeah, but you guys hate each other, A. And yeah. B, they weren't alone, which we found out later. They were with people from work, right? That's what they said later, at least. And that's what makes me so crazy. The season is literally making me crazy because you're in the position of, like, having to root with Katie because, like, they're calling it. You know what I mean?
Right. But, they're totally right.
Yeah, because they're totally right. Oh, it's so frustrating.
But they're basing their...
It just makes me hate Tom Sandoval. I resent Tom Sandoval so much for the situation he has put me in. Do you know what Sandoval has done to me?
But I feel like what makes me frustrated is that they're right, but the way they got to their correctness was through, like, methods I don't approve of, but methods that were like mean girl methods, you know? And I'm like, wait, how you're coming to it makes me mad. You're just like making accusations, but you're right. Damn it. You know?
Yes. It's making me nuts. So then they go, Tom and Tom go to a food truck called Yeasty Boys.
Oh, Yeasty Boys.
It's a sandwich truck.
Yeah. Their bagels have a lot of hype, but they're not the best bagels in LA. Sorry to break it to everyone out there. Oh God.
And Schwartz is like, we should have started a food truck. It's so self-contained and manageable. That's what Katie and Ariana should have started, by the way. And I'm going to, yeah. I think that's actually the perfect idea. A food truck, they could go sit outside the bars when the kitchens close at the Vanderpump restaurants. They could go park outside of Pump and Sir. The kitchens are closed. People are going to need their drunk sandwiches in the middle of the night. The only thing that's near there is that Hamburger Heaven place.
Yep.
Yeah, they should do that. And I agree. When there's like big concerts or stuff in town, they could go park the food truck there. And like a quarter of the people from those concerts are going to recognize that name and go get a sandwich.
I know. And then they can expand to brick and mortar after they've established the proof of concept. God,
brick and mortar is overrated. Who needs it?
We've seen Shark Tank. We understand how business works exactly.
Yeah.
So Tom and Tom are at this bagel truck. And Schwartz is like, oh, yeah, we should have started a food truck. And then he like picks up a bottle and goes, oh, sweet, brewskis. Oh, it's just apple juice.
So they're taking their name for the sandwiches. Like, Tom and Tom, dude. So what was the conversation with Raquel? Like, we did not make out. Like, I have, like, so much more appreciation for Raquel now. Sandoval's like, yeah, she's dope.
Now, look, I think you can say a lot of different things about Raquel. She's not dope. Even if we'd never knew about Sandoval, there's nothing about Raquel that's actually dope. Like, there's not a lot going on there. I'm going to agree with Lala on this one here.
So Schwartz is like, I just don't know why I'm not attracted to her. I don't get it. He's like, you don't have to be attracted to her. There's no rule, bro. He's like, yeah, but I just have this gut feeling that she's got a crush on someone else. Like someone like really old and skeevy looking probably because, you know, there's some shame there. Maybe it's like someone trying to buy a singing career even though they don't have any talent. I could just tell in the way she's always asking to listen to like non-auto-tuned songs on YouTube, you know? Tom's like,
who could it be? What do you think what's going on here, Ronnie? Because at this point, based on what Schwartz said he found out, like in August, right? At this point, we know they are in early September, correct? Because the Schwartz and Sandy's did not open. They were supposed to open on August 31st. So now we know we're in September because we're past that date. So Schwartz already knows that they slept together. And yet he's actively saying to Sandoval, I feel like she has a crush on someone else. Is he trying to do like the double fake out? Like, oh, like if they were having an affair, I would never say this to Tom because I would never out him. So the fact that I'm saying this to Tom shows that they're totally not having an affair.
I don't know. That hurts my head. Yeah, I followed it. But honestly, I don't think Schwartz would be able to. Like, he's just not that smart. And I don't know. I think he's just fucking with his friend. Because he's like, yeah, just I think she must. Yeah, I think he's just fucking with him because he's made him do all of this stuff all season, trying to cover for it. And so I think he's fucking with him to get him back a little bit.
Just out him a little bit. Just make him uncomfortable.
Yeah, they're also fucking with Ariana and Katie just by going to support a sandwich place, like in general. They're like, let's go promote this sandwich place.
But there really could be no word to better describe so much of this show than yeasty. So,
I mean, do you know how many yeast infections these guys have given people? I love that they're going to like yeastified or whatever.
Yeast daddy. So Sandoval is like,
sorry, that's not proper. Why am I talking about yeast infections? I feel like you dragged me there. You know, I avoided going there and then you dragged me right there.
All I said was yeasty.
You schwartzed
me. All I said
was
yeasty. Yeah. Good. Well, I apologize for taking the podcast there.
Like everybody on this cast, I take no responsibility for anything that I actually do.
It's okay. So Sandoval like, dude, I got to go on a cleanse. Ariana like wants me to fertilize her eggs and like it helps the eggs live like stronger and become like better cover band members. So like, I guess I have to do this. And Schwartz is like, but do you want to? He's like, I mean, yeah. I guess.
I mean, is it like a like why not kind of a vibe? But like, you're not like, okay, just thanks for asking me. It's like, why? So we can have kids when we're 50 or something? Like, I mean, it's a little frustrating with Ariana, bro. It's like we'll be talking and she just like comes at me. Like that whole girls trip thing. I was wanting to talk about that, and she's like, what? So you can go yell at women? And then we see a clip of that's not what happened.
This is my least favorite thing when guys do this to women. All the time they do this. A woman is like, hey, I don't like that. Dude, why are you yelling at me? And meanwhile, how much footage do we have of Tom Sandoval literally yelling at women over the years, season after season, like yelling, full on yelling at them. And Ariana's like, I don't want to be here because I don't want to be here for the whole Tom yells at women thing. Like, that's what she says. And yeah. That's like, oh, she's coming at me, bro.
Yeah. And also because he's cheating on her and now making it look like she's doing bad things to him. So he has an excuse, you know?
Yeah. And so, now he's like reframing the narrative. Like, she is just, oh, she's just a shrew. Just another female shrew coming so hard at his delicate soul.
So Sandoval's like, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? And Schwartz like, yeah, you know, she's really quick to be dismissive of you. And that's a slippery slope in a relationship. Oh, my God.
You know what else is a slippery slope? Juicers. They're so hard. How did they get this apple juice in the bottle? So
like, Sandoval, I'm like, can you see where I'm coming from for even one fucking second, Ariana?
Where is Tom coming from? What is he taking a stance on? He doesn't want to have a baby when he's 50 now, but you'll still be acting like you're 22 when you're 50. So why does this not work for you?
He'll be yeah. I mean, by the time he does it, he'll be 50. So Sandoval, and also, by the way, listen to your instincts, because Ariana's instincts told her she does eventually probably want to have children, or at least the chance, because she's freezing her eggs, okay? Mm-hmm. Nothing says that that's on your mind, like actually going through the process, but her instincts told her not to do it with this idiot. So listen to them. You know, yeah.
Listen to your heart. So
listen Sandoval's to like, your eggs before you freeze them.
Schwartz is literally holding up an egg. Listen to my egg. So Sandoval's like, it hurts my feelings because like the person I love thinks I'm like dumb or annoying, and it pulls into question like whether or not Ariana and I are like even right for each other. I was like, well, one way to remedy that is stop being dumb and stop being annoying, and then maybe she won't think that of you.
Yeah, and also if you had brought this up last season before you were fucking someone like 10 years your junior, that might, you know, that might have been a good time.
Fuck. Also, maybe don't have a cover band that goes and plays off in Agoura Hills every 5 nights, and maybe she won't think you're so dumb and annoying.
Yeah.
It's like the dumbest idea and the most annoying concept.
Yeah. So it's like, not only do I love Ariana, but like, I want our love to start off every day with a new dumpling latte because I know it makes her so happy. And she's like, oh my God, thanks, Tom. Like, it makes her so. Congratulations, Tom. You fucking Keurig something for your partner every day. What a fucking prince. He brought that up on that Howie Mandel thing. Like, bro, like, people are saying I'm horrible. I made her a latte every day. To show her
he loves making, he loves doing that shit. He literally is a bartender. And so then Schwartz goes, but does she reciprocate? Like, so, oh, it's a conditional latte, apparently.
It's a very long pause. It's a very, very long pause as he's like, has she ever made me a latte? And he's like, no, she's never made me a dumpling latte.
Wow. The injustice, the latte injustice happening to Sandoval. Guys, you know, I changed my entire opinion. Sandoval was totally in the right. He went years without getting his reciprocal latte. Wow, I should have realized the pain he was going through.
First of all, she didn't make you a latte because you're not drinking dairy, and everybody fucking knows it, okay? So she's doing you a favor. And B, how much fucking spray tan has she rubbed into your asshole over the years, okay? That girl has buffed you every other day for years now. So don't hold a latte over your head like you fucking Julia Childs that shit. It's a Keurig.
And she also helped you with a sofa earlier this season. And I feel like anytime you help someone move a sofa, that's worth about 3 years worth of lattes.
God, that's Faith fills her entire fucking bathtub in latte.
That's right.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's.
Hello there, podcast listeners. My name is Justin Long. I'm an actor, but I also have a podcast called Life is Short. I've been doing it for a couple years with my brother Christian. We've been having so much fun, in fact, that we decided to do another one, a spinoff show.
We should say what the name is, right?
Oh, yeah, it's called Life is Short-er.
It's a very important part of this promo.
And that's my brother. That's him. That's Christian. And he, you know, he keeps me honest, and he is critical in a very positive way, I would say. He's a brother. He's my brother.
And I like to hit all the information. I like to hit all the points.
Yes.
And most important of which is the name of our spinoff podcast called Life is Shorter. It's a spinoff on Life is Short. So if you like puns and podcasts and brothers and us, then you might want to listen on Friday.
Yeah. If you'd like to hear more of this banter, check out Life is Shorter every Friday, wherever you're getting your podcasts, wherever you're listening to this.
Commercial.
So now we go to James's apartment. He's going to have some peanut butter and jelly because his tummy hurts. And Allie is sitting in the corner doing some astrology. And James is like, oh, so what's going on? Is Pluto going into Uranus?
He says, is Pluto going into my Uranus or what? She's like, not funny, James. Okay, I've told you that a million times. So it makes sense for you, though, because like you've got Venus in your house, Sag. And he's like, what?
What does that mean? What does that mean? What's happening, Allie? I've got Venus and my Sagittarius and my Venus. What's happening, Allie? Allie, you have to tell me.
She's like, you're fiery and passionate, and you love PDA. He's like, oh my God, remember in the beginning, we'd make out everywhere. I miss that. I miss making out everywhere with you.
She's like, yeah, that was fun. I really enjoyed that, but also glad that chapter's over. Yeah, well, anyway, and she goes, last night was fun. He's like, yeah, especially when you know who showed up. You know what I'm saying? Raquel. I meant Raquel. I could see you had lost their alley for a moment.
And she's like, oh my God, I was shocked. She has like serious balls. He's telling us, oh, so you're telling me that Raquel, the influencer, didn't look this guy up once. I looked him up for like 10 seconds. I didn't even spell his name right. And he pops right up and you can see he's married and he has a wife. Like, hello. Hello.
Yeah. Even though Raquel has proven herself to be a mistress in the world of Vanderpump Rules, I'm not going to put the Oliver thing on her. I think, and let's not forget, if it weren't for Raquel, that would have been Lala that was in that position. Lala was the one who got mad, who was so mad that Raquel wound up with Oliver, that Lala was the one who got into a fight with Raquel afterwards in the bed. So let's not forget that, everyone.
It's also a kiss, and on this show, that's nothing. I mean, Tom Sandoval had the Miami girl show up, and wasn't she pregnant? No, wait. She pregnant showed up and said they emotion. Fucked, but then Jax is the one who got someone pregnant in Miami.
Jax got
Didn't
someone
Jax
pregnant.
Get someone pre- allegedly get someone that pregnant was, in Miami?
No, in Las Vegas, and that that's just like a casual footnote on this show. That's what's so funny. Like, oh yeah, Jax like knocked up someone.
Yeah, if the guys can fully implant babies into people, I think a girl kissing somebody once in Vegas can be.
Yeah. So Allie's like, I did notice Katie was talking to Sandoval and I got nervous because it looked heated. And I also got nervous because I thought Sandoval might start singing Foreigner. And Jim goes, oh, really? And what did you say to Katie at Girls Night then? What did you say? And Allie goes, well, I said like how we went to the Abbey and like after See You Next Tuesday. And then we saw Raquel there and like Tom alone. And then like Katie didn't think it was weird because she said that with Raquel, like he doesn't, Katie doesn't trust her. And like that, there's, wait, I think I'm saying the wrong, I think my brain has gone into Sagittarius in the Jupiter house. Says, I apologize.
Like, she says she doesn't like trust Raquel, but that like Tom and Ariana like don't have a lot of rules or something. And I don't know what that means. And James goes, oh, well, sounds to me like Katie saying that Tom and Ariana are in an open relationship, basically. Look at that. And I was like, wait. So you think she meant open relationship? And he's like, yeah, it's like that Lola, time Lola went down on Ariana in the back of Tom's car.
I'm worried. I don't want to be involved, even though I've now started an entire scandal, which actually happens to be true. But I don't want to be involved. Should I talk to Ariana about it? And he's James.
Like, oh, that's a muddy puddle.
Muddy puddle?
Muddy puddle.
He's like, you don't want to tell Ariana with that info. You don't want to tell her that. But you know what I would do? I would talk to Sheena because she's close with Ariana and she loves to gossip. She'll love it.
He's just so showing smart. Her. He's just showing her the game. You know, it's like, yeah. Since she will be a full-time cast member on the show once we're married.
So Katie and Ariana are now at the future home of Something About Her. And they're looking
they're
around.
They're at Bubway.
Bubway. Yes. Well, there is a bakery here called Bub and Grandma's.
So, oh, is there?
Yeah.
I like Bubway. Has anyone suggested that?
Bubway?
Yeah.
I like it. Bubway. They're at Bubway. And they're all excited because like, they're shop dumplings. And everything.
Bubba Dumplings. Bubba Dumplings. Oh, my God. There's one. Bubba Dumplings.
Yeah. So they're excited and they're loving the space and everything. And they're thinking about what they're going to do for it. And then Lisa Vanderpump walks in. She's like, oh, hello. Look at this room full of potential giant pendulums and clock decor.
And I love their idea because they both come from kind of farmhouse style homes. So I like that they're like, we can paint this and hell no to shiplap.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of shiplaps. I live in that style home too. And I feel like we're all pissed now because it's like, yeah, it's like switching over to where that's not popular anymore, and now you're stuck with all this shit all over the place.
Stuck with shiplap.
Yes. And Ariana's like, we are so ready for this. I mean, like, we know how to turn on the air conditioner and like the power and all of that. I was like, oh my God, you guys are like Roy Crocker.
I know. Soon they're going to design their very first sandwich. So they're having visions of flowers outside, and Katie's like, I want to have like a nook moment in the corner, and I just want it to be cozy and like a place for people to hang out. I'm like, you don't want people to, you want to get people out of there. You want
people volume, to hang out.
Sandwiches.
It's
sandwiches.
As big as a closet. There's literally, they put three chairs in the middle of the restaurant to talk, and it takes up the whole restaurant. There's no room for a line. There's no room for anything. I hope there's like some garden space or something.
Yeah. Always be sandwiching. ABS. Always be sandwiching.
Yes. No relax. No relax.
So, yeah, they're just talking, and Lisa's like, so, have you budgeted for everything you want? You know, cold cuts, bread, things like that. You have
gold
designed
crocs,
a sandwich before.
Chandeliers oh. Inside chandeliers.
A planter right in front of the door when you walk in that you have to sort of scoot around to get to the sandwiches.
Surely you've budgeted for an actual olive tree flown in from Greece.
And you will have some pink neon in random places, shall, won't you?
So they are looking for investors, and they tell her that because they don't want their bank accounts to dwindle. And she's like, oh, that's very smart. You've seen what's happened to the Toms.
Anyway, enough talking about boring things. Tell me about Lala's birthday. And Ariana's like, well, it was a good time. And then Raquel showed up fresh after like telling off Oliver. And he goes, oh, Oliver, what's he done wrong? What's happening?
God, here we go. Fucking Lisa Vanderpump will always stand up for a piece of shit, man. Every single time. Like, you can always count on her to do that. So Katie's like, he's done everything wrong. And Ariana says, well, he's out here hooking up with other women. She goes, hold on for a second. I know for a fact that he was separated and filing for divorce at some point, which is probably not filed yet or legally separated, actually. Like, was he legally separated? I mean, you don't know for a fact shit. Show me that paperwork, ma'am.
And Katie's like, well, his wife is saying something different.
Well, guess what? I don't like to judge anybody when nobody from this group has displayed exemplary behavior. Plus, you don't know how difficult it is to get good waitstaff, okay? Oliver, the way he carries his those giant pumptinis from table to table. You just can't find people like that in Las Vegas.
Besides, Katie, who are you to judge? You've been married multiple times. I mean, it seems like we've had many scenes of you marrying 57 to 57, darling. Those were ketchup bottles, Lisa. Still, darling, you're just so good at it. You're like the Black Widow of ketchup.
You know what? The man is separated. He's filing for divorce. He wants to have a little snog with Raquel and he's a bad guy. I don't think so. Not in my eyes, which are beautiful. If I were separated from Ken, I'd want a little snog too.
And Ariana's like, yeah, I mean, I just don't want to see the gavel brought down on Raquel. And she's like, yes, Raquel hasn't done anything wrong either, so she made out with a guy in Vegas. And she's like, Katie, you look unconvinced. And she's like, she sucks. Now, don't let your perception of Raquel, don't base that. Listen, it's emotionally, what does she say? It's emotionally stimulated?
It's a weird sentence structure. She's like, don't let your perception of Raquel, because it's so emotionally stimulating, don't let it be, you know, like, affected. And Kitty goes, she's a hoe. I don't like her. You cannot see she's a hoe. I mean, sure, she's skinny, but you can't put her in a garden and till some weeds. No, Lisa, that's not what hoe means these days. Oh, well, then I'm lost then.
She's a hoe. And Elvie's like, oh, God, it was a kiss. Come on. She goes, no, listen. Like, because she's saving herself because she's literally slut-shamed every cast member on this show. So she saves herself. She goes, well, listen, I'm a hoe, too. She goes, oh, Katie, you haven't had sex. I mean, what, have you had sex twice in the past year? Give me a break. It's Kate. Hey, invisible customers. Katie just said she's a hoe. Ha ha. Lol. Lol.
Customers who are sitting here in the invisible nook, taking up space for people who want to order real sandwiches. Katie's a hoe.
And Katie's like, two people, but like many more times than two. Not buying it, Katie. So the guest house coffee. Let's go to James and Lala meeting up for lunch.
Hi, Jameson. He's like, oh, you look cool. Your outfit's dope. So I'm preparing for my festival next Friday. I'm flying to Atlanta to play at Imagine Fest, which is, as you can imagine, an imaginary festival. I'm so excited.
It's kind of surreal. I've done plenty of nightclubs, but this is my first festival. I'm hoping for Cascade, but it's not like Cascade, the dishwasher detergent. It's Cascade with a K and another K. It's a double K Cascade. I mean, one more K and it would be offensive. But this way, it's totally in. I mean, there's going to be like 30,000 people, 50,000 people, 100,000 people. And for those of you sleeping under a rock, you fat fucks, Cascade is a legendary music producer and a songwriter, and to open up for someone of his level is a dream come true that only someone thin as I could achieve. Massive. Massive.
So Lala's like, yeah, cool. So I'm going to order a taco salad. He goes, same. You know, Ali actually showed me my very first taco salad from Mendocino Farms. I was like, what a sweet memory that they share.
How are you two not already raising twins? My God. I know.
The funny thing is, as I was watching this, I actually almost ordered from Mendocino Farms, and I had a huge amount of regret that I didn't have.
They can suck my dick with their $17 sandwiches. I can't with them. They're like, but it's the loin of a pork. Fuck off. And your ciabatta almost broke my tooth one time.
Ronnie, how could you speak so bitterly about a place that is sacred for me and Ali? So Lala's like, by the way, I really like Ali. She's like funny. And when I talk to her, there's like something happening up here, you know, like with your ex, it's very robotic. It's like very Stepford Wives. I'm like, Lala, did you see yourself last season? Did you see the way you were playing home with Randall?
Yeah, but it's fine as long as you're getting a match in, you know? And he's like, well, honestly, I think you've said your piece to her and she's like in the wrong right now. And you don't even need to do anything or say anything else. Just let her be. I'm like, oh, James is still sticking up for Raquel. That's kind of cute.
Well,
in a sick way. He really just loves Raquel.
I don't think he was sticking up for Raquel. I think what he was saying is, if we ignore her, she will wither away and die, and she'll go away.
Oh, no. Also, I think he was saying, listen, you've already said what you need to say with her. You can leave her alone now. Like, I know you've had your fun. You got to yell at her at your birthday party. Maybe you could just leave her alone now. Okay.
I think he just doesn't like her being like getting the attention of that an argument creates. Like, she's getting all the cameras, she's getting all the storylines, and he's like sick of it. He's like, just leave her alone. It's fine. You don't have to say. He's basically like, you don't have to have a reality show moment with her. Like, have a reality show moment with me or
maybe,
with Allie or something.
But the way that he's still obsessed with Raquel is he's obviously still in love with Raquel.
Oh, well, that's true too. That is definitely still true. So he's like, you know, everyone's got an opinion and everyone's got an ego. The size of my cock, just kidding. And Lala goes, so small. He's like, really? Really? That wasn't part of the joke.
And she's like, I came back twice. So returning customers. Anyway, what's the rest of the week going to be like? And he's like, well, I want, you know, I'll just be home scratching my balls. And she's like, you have a girlfriend to scratch your balls now. I was like, God, what was your relationship like?
She's like, well, you know what? I decided just because I'm friends with fat people doesn't mean I have to be with fat people on the inside. So let's go out to the beach. So let's all go down to Hermosa and everyone can come. And she's like,
Hermosa?
Okay.
Who the fuck goes to Hermosa? Can we just take That's a moment? Far. Why would they drive to Hermosa? That's not a place that you go. I mean, you do if you're in Hermosa, but why wouldn't you go to like the Boo, baby? Like, if you're going to drive that far, go to one of the private beaches at the Boo.
They've probably been Madison from Million Dollar Listing probably kicked them out of the Boo. He's like, you can't be here anymore. Cue Ronnie doing the Madison laugh.
Is that his? This is that.
Yeah. I was like, that was it. I was like, I'm not going to do it. Ronnie has it down. So Lala invites the Don. She keeps calling him the Don. It drives me nuts. And James is like, he's like, listen, I don't want to exclude anyone because I know what it's like to be disinvited. And when you've been disinvited by fat, stupid people, it really burns. Okay, so here is a skinny, hot person inviting everyone here as an example, you know, because I don't want anyone to remember me as someone who disinvited people.
And ever since Mexico, I realized that Raquel means nothing to me. So she can just be Schwartz's little toy anyway. Let him bring his little toy. And James is like, if Schwartz comes, he's going to want her anyway. And Lala's like, you're a damn fool, James. He's like, you know what would be worse than having Raquel at the beach? Having everyone come up to me at the beach going, why didn't Raquel at the beach? Why didn't Raquel at the beach? Why didn't you bring Raquel to the beach? I mean, go, just bring her already.
It's one of the smartest things he's said, actually. He's like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with Sheena coming up to me and being like, why isn't like Raquel here? Because I just thought you guys like moving forward. He's like, whatever. Let her stupid face come to the stupid beach. So now we go over to Sandoval and Tom going to the Bravo fertility doctor, this guy who does like all the fertility for Shaw's Sunset and for like Beverly Hills and like any show that's shooting in LA, they go to this guy. So Sandoval is like, hey, I'm here for my jizz results. And the lady's like, yeah, I'll be right back.
Did you just say jizz results? Not cool, man. It's like, dude, thanks for being here with me, because obviously Ariana would be here, but, you know, her grandmother passed away, so she had to go handle family stuff. I was like, oh, and then he rolls his eyes, like.
He's mad Ariana. That Ariana, and he's like, oh, yeah, Ariana's like a little cranky these days. Her beloved dog just died, her grandma just died, and he's like, she's just like coming at me right now.
No. God, super classy guy. So then the doctor's like, Tom, hello, got your results. They're very good. My face isn't moving, but just let me tell you, if it could move, it would be smiling. Now, the good news is overall, the volume is 4 million. So normally that's the double level. Okay. It's double than normal. So your sperm are swimming well, okay? And final category, the look of the sperm. They've all got little weird mustaches, and they're wearing parachute pants and a fake silk, and I think that's something we're going to need to work on.
Okay. Also, we've never seen this before, but your sperm are actually wearing thunderbolt necklaces. Didn't think that could be possible.
But one of your sperm was actually trying to pull off Hold On to the Night, and it really just not working, okay?
So Sandoval is very alarmed. I love that Sandoval's alarmed because it's like, dude, my sperm aren't hot. They don't look good. They look weird. They're not like super hot like model sperm. So he's like upset because his sperm levels of like how they look are at 6% instead of 14%, you know? He has ugly sperm.
Yeah. So, that, well, no one wants to hear they have ugly sperm, you know? It's like your bob isn't like, working, you know?
So then that's like such a Vanderpump Rules, like, medical malady. Your sperm are ugly.
Right. So Sandoval's like, is that from stress and drinking? And the doctor says, well, I think drinking, a lot of super tight clothing, drugs. And Schwartz is like, he just starts laughing.
Schwartz just like chuckles loudly. The doctor's like, so, you know, when we take these sperm, we're going to be picking these sperm individually. And like, look, you still have 6% out of like 180 million sperm. So like, it's pretty good. So like, if you want to keep wearing your very tight clothing, your tight jeans for your cover band, go ahead. It'll be okay.
So yes. Thank God, he says, let's take 3 months to improve your sperm because, A, we know that sperm's not improving. Tom cannot go more than 5 minutes without a drink. And also, it's enough time for Ariana to escape before she wastes her eggs on this fuck.
Yeah. So Sandoval calls Ariana, and she's like, she's emotionally exhausted from everything, and she talks about her grandma, and her grandma was her best friend, and she gets, like, really sad. And she just sort of is, like, she's had to deal with, like, a lot of setbacks and a lot of death, and she just wants it to stop happening. She just wants a break. And then Sandoval is like, yeah, well, my morphology is low, and love you, dumpling. Hope someone gets you a latte over there, because I'm not there, and you know I've been giving you the lattes, and if you want to send me something back in coffee form, I'm here.
Yeah, you know, it's great to talk to you. Sorry everything's happening. I've been checking the mail to see if there's a latte in there, but whatever. I mean, hope you're okay with your dead grandma and stuff. So.
Yeah, dude. Let me give you a heartfelt dude.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So we go to Allie and Sheena meeting up for lunch, and Sheena's like, hi, wait, this place is like so cute. Wait. This place is so cute.
They're at a place I've driven by a million times. I had no idea it had all these like fun and games in it, and now I have to go to it. They turned like an old Firestone place, like a Firestone dealership, not dealership, like a tire place on La Brea into like a food hall. And this place is like so cute. Allie's like, yeah, isn't this cute? They have like Monday night free skee ball. Free skee ball?
So Sheena orders a Moscow Mule, and then Allie's like, the waiter tells Allie, wait, you like spicy? Because the spicy margarita is good. She goes, oh my God, how did you know I was going to say that? And he's like, you look spicy.
Also, chances are if someone says they like something spicy, there are not a lot of like standard spicy drinks on the menu beyond the spicy margarita. How did you know? So Sheena's like, I'm definitely going to get some tacos. Beach day tomorrow. Hey, I noticed like everyone on the invitation was on the invitation, but Raquel. And I was like, no. But then I saw that like he added her afterwards and I was like, sorry, didn't have everyone invited. So that was like a breath of fresh air and relief.
I mean, I'm so happy that Raquel feels okay with us hanging out, Allie. And Allie's like, yeah, we can be like cordial, but we're like not going to be besties. And she says, in my friend group, it's not really normal to stay friends with your ex. You break up and then you never see him again. But in this friend group, you look around and it's nothing but exes. It's really weird.
Yeah, well, guess he's in line next for that, Allie.
Yeah, so I guess Sheena just signed their life away to the devil in a Vanderpump magic magician's jacket.
Guess he just dove into the toilet bowl of never-ending circling the drain that the drain never drains out.
Can't wait to see what Allie turns into because we see a hint. We see a hint of like her getting her spunk and fighting with James in public today, which I liked. But I cannot wait to see what the future holds.
She has a lot of upside. She does have more personality than Raquel did when Raquel started dating James. So I think that she could really come into her own.
Oh, yeah. She's also getting her own, like, diary rooms. Raquel wasn't back then, was she?
I don't think so. I don't know. So
I don't think Raquel talked for like 2 years. I think Raquel's kind of like a kitten. Didn't. You know how kittens don't open their eyes for a couple of months? and they just kind of like learn really slowly. I think she thought the DJ booth by the pizza oven, it was just the warmest place to be. And it took her like 2 years for her eyes to kind of open.
She was like a cat that crawled up under the tire of a car in the winter because the engine was still warm.
Yeah, so, finally, Tom Sandoval is like licking all the goo off of her, you know, preparing her for the real world.
Raquel's been around for a long time on this show. That's the thing. You always feel like she's been around for like 2 years, but I think she started coming around season six or so, maybe even five. But that's like almost half of this show's run, which is crazy. And but she only started talking, I think,
last year, maybe, season. Right?
Yeah. I think that was her first
word. She had a couple of moments where she's like, hey, that's not nice to like say James was cheating on me. Like she had those couple of moments over the years, but for the most part, yeah, little kitten
who once wore a Swiffer to a reunion. So Sheena is like, so Allie, like, how do you feel about the other girls? Like, you can cut the nice girl act. And Allie's like, it's been hard. I mean, seeing the way you guys all talk about Raquel, and she goes, did they say something about her? Say something, see something, say something. And Allie's like, well, the other night I saw Tom and Raquel after See You Next Tuesday, and I thought that was weird. And so I mentioned it the next day at Lala's, and Katie's like, oh, Tom and Ariana have like a weird no rules thing where they have like a totally open relationship.
What does that mean? Wait. What does that mean?
No rules. Oh. What's that?
Oh, like, it just means that they just, like, sleep with everyone in sight. They just go around, like, up and down the block, and they just, like, take off their clothes and just, like, have sex with every single person in the neighborhood.
They're my two best friends, and this is the first I'm hearing of it, and I don't believe it. Whatever. And the fact that Katie said that and that put that out there, that is disgusting of Katie. Like, that is totally disgusting.
Would you feel comfortable with Brock going to a club at 1 a.m. with Raquel?
Yeah, Brock is like a big brother. Sandoval is a big brother to Raquel. I would trust him in the same bed with her. I was like, oh no, God. No.
She shoo
doesn't have the best picker. You know, we know that. That's like, that's just one of her qualities as a bad picker.
Yeah, I think if we didn't know about Sandoval, this might have been the moment where we might have had some doubt. Like, we would have been like, well, maybe something is going on. Sheena's feels a little too confident about this situation.
Yeah.
So Sheena's like, for them to say that they, like, don't trust Raquel around their man, and, like, that Raquel is, like, this type of person, like, that is, like, not okay.
So, everyone wants to find something wrong with Raquel, okay? And everyone wants to think Raquel is after their man. Like, I would dance with Sandoval at 2:30 a.m. at the Abbey. I see nothing weird about that. But because it's Raquel, it must be something else.
You know what? When I see Sandoval tomorrow, just so you know, I'm beelining straight to him, and I'm telling him immediately about the free ski ball on Monday nights. It's so cool.
It's so good. My God, spicy margarita. So then we go to beach day, and Sheena goes, right here, closer to the trash. Perfect. Have you ever heard somebody say that?
That is the motto of Vanderpump Rules, closer to the trash. Perfect. So they're all setting up. All the fan favorites are there. Christina Kelly. There's a crab walking around on the beach. There's a seagull that just pooped somewhere. Just all the great ones. And Raquel is there making small talk with James. She goes, is that your speaker? He goes, yeah, I have the same one.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I can't believe these two ever broke up.
So Raquel meets Charlie for the first time, and Charlie's like, oh my God, how's it dating James? Like, how's the group been? Tell me everything. Pasta? No pasta. Not that it's a big deal, just, you know. And Allie's like, well, if Raquel's good, I don't see why anyone else shouldn't be okay with it.
Yeah. And Raquel's like, I see a lot of myself in you, and like, I know you're happy in this relationship, and of course, you're going to learn the lesson that you'll need to learn, because he's a terrible monster who's kind of abusive and controlling.
Yeah, what a fucking rude thing to say to somebody. You're going to learn a lesson you need to learn in your own time. Oh, well, you first.
Yeah. Ma'am. Yes. Ding. Also, hilariously, Brock is like, hi, anyone want to throw around the football? So he takes the football, and Schwartz like, I want to. And James is like, I'm a man, I'll throw around the football. So Brock is the only one who has any sort of athletic quality in him. So he's like throwing the ball and just like Tom's like, oh, I can't. They're like missing the ball. They can't throw it back. The ball hits James in the face. He's like, oh, not my face. Not before the Imagine Fest. Not if the ball before the face.
Yeah, they're hopeless, these guys. So yeah. Then Lala arrives with Katie and their mints. And she's like, oh my God, who brought the tents? Thank you. And Schwartz is like, hey, everybody. Hi, guys. And he goes up to them and they're just looking at him. And he tells us, I mean, maybe it's masochistic, but I ran like a mental scan of men Katie could date. And Satchel wasn't really one of them. And he's like, hi, Satchel. Hi, Katie. You guys good? Or how's that going for you? They just ignore him.
Yeah, just fully ignore him. So Schwartz is like, you know, I had a moment of thinking of like Satchel waking up in the bed and the dogs were cuddling. And listen, you can have all the sex you want, but don't bring the dogs into the bed. So
and then Sheena like, says the lazy Sheena says the Sheena-iest thing of all. She goes, I need to get as much sun as I can right now before my laser appointment tomorrow. Excuse me.
Yeah, it's the last day I can get sun before the laser. So then Sheena's like talking to Sandoval. She's like, so I had drinks with Allie at this place that has like free skee ball on Mondays. It's like sold out. And like last week, Allie did like a girls' night with like Lala and Katie and like Christina Cutley. And I guess that like they like talked about like how afterwards they were like all went like they saw you like go to the Abbey together and like dancing. And then like Katie was like, oh yeah, it's like no big deal because they don't have rules. They have like an open relationship and they sleep with everyone on the block. So like, what do you think about that?
And he's like, well, you know, it's funny you say that because I'm like, oh my God, dude, like the hatred towards like Raquel.
She goes, oh my God, you're going like this far to throw Sandoval and Ariana under the bus, Katie? And he goes, exactly. Like, we know everybody at the Abbey, bro. She's like, I know.
He's like, yeah, this would not be where I have a secret rendezvous. He goes, it's annoying that Katie would say something like that. It's insulting to not just like me, but Ariana as well. And Raquel and I weren't dancing in the corner of like some speakeasy. I mean, a bunch of us went to the Abbey and two of those people happened to be Raquel and I, who happened to be having an affair. But that's beside the point.
Well, people say shit about your relationship, but, like, it pisses me off that Katie said, like, she didn't use this term, but she said, like, basically you guys have an open relationship. And he's like,
that is the most ridiculous thing ever, but if it is true, I wanted to ask you and Brock if maybe you want to come over when Ariana gets back.
So, meanwhile, James is, they're pouring tequila, and James is like, no, 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 I'll have to go to Mexico. They're like, really? They're going to Mexico? He's like, no, I'm sorry, I only drink tequila in Mexico. I have to go to Mexico to drink tequila. They're like, oh, okay. And Schwartz's like, yeah, oh, I meant to, I thought you were saying that you had to go, like, DJ in Mexico. He's like, no, 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 I'm going to Imagine, bro. I'm going to Atlanta to Imagine, bro, okay? Because I'm going to fly out, you know, I'm going to open for Cascade. I'm sure all you people know who Cascade is. Anyone? Raise your hand if you know who Cascade is. Anyone? Mm. Yeah, it's a big deal,
great, you know? With dishes. Great with dishes. No streaks on my glasses.
No, not that Cascade.
And Schwartz is like, this is a big deal, right? Is it bigger than Rochella? And it's like, dun, 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 dun,
dun, Rochella.
Which is a really shitty thing to say. And so James is like, oh, wow, what a funny joke, Schwartz. Like, okay, bad joke. Yeah, it was a terrible joke. Let me remind you of the darkest time you went through last year.
Let me remind you the darkest time that I made someone pay $40,000 for last year. And then let's put that in the same sentence with the happiest thing that you've ever done, opening up for Cascade in Atlanta at the Imagine Fest at a pool party. How could you do that to me? What a demented piece of fuck would say something like that?
And so he starts getting himself more and more worked up. And he goes, it is a big thing. Short goes, no, no, you told me about it. And I'm hyped for you, bro. He's like, no, shut the fuck up, dude. Shut the fuck up. You're not hyped for me. You say all these little jokes when you look at your own life. I don't make jokes about your life. Look at you. And Raquel's like, what's wrong with Schwartz's life? He hasn't even opened a shitty bar on the corner of Silver Lake Poop Hole Village. And by the way... By the way, you're just talking about my festival, which I've worked a hard time to get to, and I've talked about all the dates and all the edits that I'm making, and it's as big as Rochella. Oh, hilarious! And you bring up my old proposal here when I brought everyone together at the beach. I've invited everyone here at the beach. Me! We're sitting close to the trash can because of me!
it was a bad joke, like my career. And James is like, oh, ha, 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 hilarious. Go make another fucking joke. And
James, he just takes stop. His... You just hear Allie going, James, stop.
And he picks up his drink and throws it in Tom's face.
Yeah, make another goes, hilarious fucking joke.
Dude, James! And James, you hurt my feelings every single time I see you. What was your proposal again? Oh, yeah, you did it at Rockin' Riley's, a fucking bar on Sunset, you fucking nerd. Fuck off, mate!
Charlie's like, okay, well, I guess that's that. And Lala, the queen of telling everybody off in public, really, is like, oh, wow, this is fun. So Charlie goes to get in the water, and Schwartz is mad now. And he's like, James, if you ever do that again, it's not going to be good for you, man. This is my Tommy Bahami, okay? And James is like, oh, really? What are you going to do? What are you going to do, fat man? Why do you keep making jokes about me? By the way, I was just joking when I wrote that. And then Schwartz goes, I'll put you in a headlock. And James actually goes, oh, yeah? Let's see, fat boy. Let's see.
Put me in a headlock and I'll get out of it in 2 seconds because you're not faster or stronger than me. As a football hits him in the face again from Brock. So then James is like, wait until you see these videos. Wait until you see the crap in front of me at the pool party in front of Cascade. And Allie goes, then Allie's mad. She's like, I've asked him since Mexico if he's like, good, if he's good, if he's mad with Schwartz, and he's like, is he mad at Schwartz? He's always like, no, I'm not mad at Schwartz. They're great. Like, but then to have like one little comment, it's like, I think I've been like so trusting that everything he says he means and he's moved on and is ready. But like, it's hard to believe it when you see actions like this. Like, get over it or don't get over it, and then don't have a girlfriend. Because all I'm seeing are red flags. And you know what I do when I see red flags? I ignore them.
And James is like, I don't want to hear jokes about Rachella, especially when you're hanging out with her and she's your new best friend. And Sandoval's like, James, why are you so insecure about it? Don't be that way. He's like, I don't want it compared to my stupid engagement. All right. And I wish I could take that engagement back anyway. I wish I could take it back. Stupid. And Raquel's like, it wasn't stupid. It's the best party Tom has ever thrown me. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. It's about to be like, I wish I could take it all back. I'm like, yes, all that money that you spent on your engagement
all
party.
That effort that you did not make for your own
that you did not
proposal party or whatever.
So Sandoval's like, but dude, like Lala's like, it's because the two of you acted like a damn fool at her weddings. And Sandoval's like, you got two single
people. No, it's Lala. So she says, you acted a damn fool. Like, okay, yeah. Lala. So,
apologies.
Yeah. So Raquel's like, oh, shut the fuck up, Sandoval. Wait, no, she doesn't say that.
No.
That must be Lala.
Lala's basically like saying, like, you know, because Schwartz is like, well, I thought it was funny. I stand by my joke. And Sandoval's basically like, look, they were single and they were together. And Lala goes, I have a hard time thinking Ariana would be fine with you making out with Christina Kelly. It may be just too close for homes.
And Sandoval's like, well, I believe if me and Ariana broke up, I'd be like, hey, Ariana, make out with whoever you want. Like, if you want to make out with Schwartz, do it. She goes, you know what? I believe that. You know what? I do believe you on that because you were bumping peepees with Ariana when you were with Kristen. So, yeah.
And then we get a great flashback. Now we have a flashback of, like, I don't know, season 2 or 3, where Sandoval is talking to Stassi and goes, me and Ariana made out in a pool at the Golden Nugget. Yes. And Stassi goes, the Golden Nugget?
That's yeah. An all-time low. Yeah, that's an all-time low. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? I love that place.
So
then Tom reminds us, I forgot about this part, and someone posted a clip, which I love, like the full clip of this, when he's like, well, yeah, when me and Kristen broke up, she was fucking James in my fucking apartment. And I forgot that Kristen like got revenge on Tom by fucking James. And the clip was of Tom at the reunion going, oh, yeah, well, James was like my bro. And like, he's a musician. And like, we were going to have a band together. We were going to like do everything together. And that was like my dream. And then you took that from me, Kristen. Hey, Kristen.
The sordid histories of these people, I mean, it's just such a mess. It's crazy. I mean, the amount of places that people have affairs in, like, people's apartments. Like, Jax is in Faith's apartment with, like, an old lady in the next room.
It was
room.
An old lady's apartment, and they fucked right in front of her when Faith was supposed to be taking care of the old lady.
Everything, nothing makes sense. And so Sandoval's like, you know, it was, dude, let's get back to this. It was a joke. It was a bad joke. He didn't mean anything by it, dude. And James like, fine, let's move on. My bad. And he just shakes Schwartz's hand.
Yeah, he goes, I didn't mean anything by it. He goes, okay, then I didn't mean to throw a drink in your face then. Handshake. Oh, I forgot this part at the reunion when Tom goes, I've known James longer than Kristen. And what does she do? She starts banging this guy on my bed with my condoms. And Vanderpump's like, oh, God, darling, no. Just classic shit right there. So they make up. And Schwartz is like, it was a little too soon, and I was just trying to, you know, like, I don't know, dig into my own awkwardness, I guess. But if you look at him and Raquel, like, their breakup is fresh. And Lala's like, can we go? This is not like what I want to be around. Let's go the Don.
Yeah, that's really trying to force that nickname in that sentence construction there. Let's go the Don. So now Charlie's asking James if he's okay. And James is like, are you good? Are you good? And he's asking Allie that. And Allie goes, oh, I'm good. She's like, he's like, I'm good. How about asking if I'm okay? And she's like, I don't need to ask if you're okay because I know you're not okay. He goes, oh, Allie, you keep on squinting like you're like so not on my side about this, Allie. She's like, what the fuck? You're a crazy person.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I'm all, and Charlie's like, yeah, I'm uncomfortable for her. You just can't throw drinks in people's faces, you know? And he goes, oh, well, maybe next time we hang out, you won't make a stupid joke. Fat people, telling you. And Allie's like, the way you acted was a joke. And then there's silence. And Charlie's like, well, I got a skedaddle, okay? That pappardelle ain't going to sell itself.
Gotta go to work. So then Christina, I guess Lala's been texting Christina like, that's to the bar, great snask. But Christina, who, by the way, reading through between the lines, she does not like hanging out with Katie and Lala solo because she kept on trying at the wedding to escape them and join the rest of the party. She like wanted to watch the wedding. She went to she like told Sheena, there's nothing wrong. We have nothing bad. Can I come to your events? So now Christina then tells everyone to go to the bar, which is apparently not what Katie wanted, because they all go to this bar and Katie's like, I wasn't expecting everyone to show up. Like, we left the bar to escape them. And now Christina brought the entire gang. I was like, I don't think Christina wants to hang out with you.
And Katie's like, Lala, do you want to share something? Because I'm not trying to share with anyone over there.
And by the way, they're all sitting around in like this, like, they're sitting in like this nook or like in the section, and they're all like next to each other. And Satchel is like crammed up. He's just like, he's like folded into a paper clip, and he's just like, hey, I'm Satchel. What's going on, everyone?
They're basically sitting in a semicircle, and Katie's like, I'm not sharing with them. Gross. And Schwartz is like, hey guys, hi Satchel. And he just stares blankly. Katie's like, hi, I already said hi to you earlier. And he goes, wow, you don't have to put on this air, Katie. She goes, it's not an air. I already told you I don't fuck with you. It's like, oh God, you're so tough. And it's like the little la-la game. Like, I don't fuck with you, Tom Schwartz. And he's like,
she really holds on to
that grudge. She really holds on to that grudge, huh? I'm so happy I'm not with her. I'm so happy I'm not with Katie. Good God, I don't miss her in any shape or form. Yeah, seems like it. You don't seem bothered at all, Schwartz.
Well, he just wanted to annoy her. He just wanted to pester her. And she's like, I'm not going to fall for this anymore. You don't, like, I'm just, she's not giving him any access. And he's going nuts. He can't stand, he can't play his games. So Katie then turns to Satchel and she goes, you know, it's not revenge or payback. I'm just like living my life how I want to live it by bringing a very, very quiet, Weird Al Chalamet to this bar who looks scared and confused and wants to go back to Echo Park.
I'm living it how I want to live it, in animal prints, literally in every scene. So Raquel comes with Schwartz and James to the bar, okay? And they're all getting shots. And Schwartz is like, that was a lame-ass joke, James. I apologize. And James is like, I don't want to talk about it in front of Raquel. And so Raquel walks off. She's like, fine. And he's like, it's not even about Raquel. It's just that for once, I wish someone in this group would be happy for me instead of throwing these low-blow digs in my face. And James says, it's not funny, you know? I mean, this is a humongous deal for me. And then he starts crying. He's like, I mean, it's just like that one little sucker. I'm so happy. Like, I imagine the Imagine Festival coming up, and you're going to throw that in my face? Honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No, he's going to cry. So Schwartz goes, I can be callous, but I am a nice fucking guy. And Lala's like, Lala is now there. She goes, what are you guys talking about? And Schwartz is like, oh, I made a cheap joke and he was a little callous, but I'm a nice guy. And James goes, unacceptable. Back me up, Lala. Back me up. And so she's like, yes, I agree with you, but also no buts. No buts allowed. And Schwartz goes, he threw a drink in my face. Like, we're even now.
And she's like, Evans, you need a fist in your face, bro. 100%. I have a lot of feelings towards Schwartz for him hanging out with Randall Emmett, for him kissing Raquel when Katie made it clear so that it would affect hers. I see through his whole Basset Hound. Fingers in my mouth. Fingers in my mouth. I can't talk. Fuck you, dudes. And so she tells him, you know what? Talking to you is like talking to a farm animal.
And Schwartz is like, Lala, you are the personification of a sponsored post. You are the corniest human being in this entire place. Give them Lala? Who the fuck is Lala? I'm 1,000 times the human being you'll ever be. So like the real Schwartz is coming out now. Yes. You know? Like the Dick Schwartz where he's like, I'm a nice guy. And then he just like goes in and so nasty.
Yes, but my God, the personification of a sponsored post is the funniest That's thing hilarious. He's ever said. Yeah. And so she's like, oh yeah, open some bar and then I'll be impressed with you. And so he goes, go get some Botox and plastic surgery. You don't even know who you are. You don't know who you are. And he stalks off.
And she goes,
I mean, I hate to be the one to say this, but I, for the first time this season, I can say you're both right. Okay. You're both right.
They were really, I mean, I found that Lala, when she said that talking to you is like talking to a farm animal, that definitely made me LOL. When he said you're like a sponsored post, that made me LOL. But I was like, oh, you're good. But then when he starts saying like, go get some more plastic surgery with your stupid face, or whatever, I was like, ooh, that's, you're going to lose now. So Lala is like, let me break something down for you real quick. Okay. Call me when you have a business. Like I said before. And Schwartz goes, I don't care. I don't like you. You're broke. You're a fucking loser. You're 40 years old. Look at yourself.
He's like, you're corny. You're so fucking angry and bitter. I don't even want to know you. You're a bootleg housewife. Look at your lips.
She's like, okay, come at me with a better line. The shit that I've been through in 1 year, bro, it would have put you in your grave. Okay, don't you dare come for my business. That shit pays for my daughter every single fucking day.
Of course. Well, Lala is stood up to, and so she doesn't know what to do. This is always what happens. Lala tries to go for you, and then when you stand up to her, she gets completely flummoxed, okay? And she starts turning it around. Don't you dare come for my business. Nobody came for your business. He did not say one thing about your business. And then she makes it about her child. Then he makes it about her child. And that's what pays for my daughter every single day.
Yeah. So Schwartz is like, you're a great mom. He starts laughing because he's like not even believing what he's saying. You're a great mom. So then he just starts eating a chicken wing. So he says,
come back, Lala. God, these wings are good.
So he says that he realizes that he's always had a chip on his shoulder with Lala ever since she sent the text where she was like, what the fuck? Why are you still hanging out with Randall Emmett just for pickleball? Which always was super shitty. I mean, that's such a Tom Schwartz thing. I'm just playing pickleball.
Yeah, but it's also so Lala how it's worded. This is the text. You're cut, dude. Spent time with Rand. Very hurt and disappointed. I love that. You're cut. Oh, it's so personal, trust me. But you couldn't even get on your own wife's teams. How could I expect you to be on mine? I'm good on you. I don't associate with weakness.
So then Schwartz is like, she just seems like a very one-dimensional human being. Like, she doesn't even know who Lala is. And Sandoval's like, it's not even a real name. Like, there's a start. Like, with a therapist. I'm like, you are boning Raquel right now, though.
So, yeah, you are boning a girl named Rachel. Right now. Yeah. You know that, right? Did you know that you had to buy the queue? Okay.
Yeah.
So then Lala's like, your ass is so fucking out of lines, talking about my face, calling me corny. Well, let me know when you have a business I can walk into and order something, you fucking losers.
I mean, they're really taking great pot shots at each other. So then, meanwhile, James has like a scorpion bowl, which is, you know, one of the tropical drinks where there's like, it's like a little volcano. It's a big wide bowl with a little volcano on the top. And usually they put one, 151 in the middle, and they light it on fire. It's a whole thing. So James is there. They've got the long straws. He's like, "Why? I wonder why it's in here. What that is? Is it 151? I don't know." He's just like talking, whatever.
It's like Christina and, Kelly. I say you drink the middle, and he's like, "Boom, ow!" with his straw. He's like, "Ah!"
The straw flips out by accident. The straw flips out and flicks some 150 or what he thinks is 151 into his eye, and he starts screaming. He's like, "Oh, not before, not defensive! Don't look at me, Cascade! Don't look at me!"
Sandoval's like, "Oh, bro, 151 in your eye, wash it out, bro!"
And he goes, "Ella, Ella!" And he runs out. He gets up and he runs to the bathroom and trips and falls over into the bathroom, like blinded. Oh my God.
He starts crying. He's like crying in the bathroom. And the waitress comes over and they're like, "Oh my God, what's in the middle? Is it 151? And she goes, "Well, typically the middle part is just for decor." And Allie goes, "Oh my God, I knew it." He's screaming in there like he got 151 in his eye.
And James is telling us, "I mean, that was the most painful thing of all time. I mean, I really set myself up. I threw a drink at Tom, and now I got this poison, this burning poison acid in my eyeball."
So
he comes back.
Then Allie's like, "It was water, James." He goes, "It was 151 in the middle."
She said it was decor.
Yeah, well, I'm not a pussy. Oh, and yeah, I heard you laughing, Lola.
Allie's like, "No one wants to watch you make a fool of yourself, and no one's enjoying it, James. Come on." And James is like, "Fine. I'll sit down, even though I don't have an eyeball anymore."
She's like, "Yeah, please, just sit down and shut up." And everyone's like, "Oh my God." Lola goes, "What the fuck is in the air today? The beach is chaotic. This is chaotic. Wow."
"Hey, Lola. Can I ask you a question?"
"Always."
"Have you ever heard of free skee-ball on Monday nights? Because guess what? I found a place that has that." "Also, here's a pure theoretical. It's not based on anyone we know. If a good friend of yours ever thought Oliver was cute in Vegas, and if they said like, oh, and if Oliver said like, oh, I'm separated, would you tell your good friend, 'I give you the green light'? Or would you say to your friend, 'Maybe ask more questions'? Just a theoretical."
And Lala's like, "I don't think you were in the wrong with that at all. You're a normal person, Raquel. People tell you things and you believe them. There are women that are mistresses and homewreckers, and you are not one." It's like, okay.
Except,
yeah. Right this second, to my knowledge.
To my knowledge, even though actually you are actively being a mistress right now.
Yes. So Raquel's like, "Katie, the thing I want to address is with you." And Katie goes, "What?" She's like, "Well, I don't think that..." And James is like, I'm moving away from this. Me and my blind one eye, I'm going to find a pirate patch somewhere. All right? Someone needs me." So he moves, and Raquel's like, "I don't think that making out with someone makes me a whore."
"Well, I was very clear about it, and I gave you an opportunity to prove to me that you weren't that person." And Sandoval's like, "Oh, so, like, dude, we gotta prove things to you now?"
Oh, this is another moment where it's like, okay, I so agree with him in that way. Like, why does someone have to prove to you that they're not a whore, Katie? Like, she just makes me nuts. But then Tom Sandoval is such a fucking pig, and he's cheating on his girlfriend right now. It's like, the show is breaking me down, man.
Yeah,
it's breaking me down.
It's two timelines at once that we have to process, and it's like it's very difficult. So Katie's like, "Shut the fuck up, Tom." And he's like, "Ariana's not very happy with you right now. She's not happy. Okay, first of all, she found out that my sperm are not hot, and that's like very disappointing. But also, you know what she said? You know exactly what you said, Katie, okay? And you know what you didn't say too, okay?" And she's like, "I don't fucking care, Tom." She's like, "Shut up."
He's like, "Yeah, because apparently me and Raquel went to the Abbey, and that's like a secret rendezvous."
And Lola goes, "Well, Alice thought it was weird that you were together, and she brought it up." And so production asked Tom if anything physical has ever happened with him and Raquel. And he's like, no. Literally, his upper lip is curled under. You can see his whole row of teeth and mustache. That's all you see. He's like,
no.
If you had put him on like a little floaty dinghy, he could have powered it across the Atlantic because I'm sure his foot was going like in rotation. So it's like, you know,
the Shep lie.
Yeah, the Shep foot. He's like, nothing ever happened. Like, nothing. Like, literally, like, it would never, ever happen. Like, no. Like, no. Like, that'd be like...
No, like, between, like, what? Between, what's happened? Between...
There are, I have a lot of ellipses in this sentence.
Yeah.
So Sandoval's like, all right, let's bring Allie in here then. And Kitty's like, okay, Allie, so what did I say to you that was interpreted that I said they have an open relationship? And Allie's like, well, I said that I told you I saw Raquel and Sandoval at the Abbey. Right. And I said, are they alone? Yeah. And I said, alone. And they were dancing. And all I remember you saying is, if it's not public knowledge, they don't care. And Katie just scrunches her face. And I totally believe this.
I believe this 100%. 100%.
Yes, yeah. I believe it.
Katie's like,
and I believe it was probably true. I believe they probably did have that kind of relationship to some point, you know?
Katie is like, I was trying to explain to her that Tom and Ariana don't keep each other on leashes. They don't have rules for each other about like going out and stuff like that. And I don't think that Katie was backtracking. I think she 100% meant that. And they all spun this. Well, because it was James who spun this out, right? Because Allie just repeated it. So Katie's like, but that being said, my opinion of Raquel could not be lower. I mean, if Tom and Ariana do have an open relationship, Ariana knows nothing about it.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm not saying I believe, oh, they have an open relationship, but there are different kinds of relationships and different kinds of rules. Okay. It doesn't mean you go out and have a fucking affair with someone's one of their best friends. You know?
They're just not, I think what she's saying is they're not like super codependent. Like Tom can go off and do his thing. One, like Ariana can be one place. Tom could be another place and they're chill about it. It's not like, where are
you? No, I don't take it that way. I think what she says Katie said, Katie didn't argue with. She scrunched her face, but she did not deny it. And what she said was, if it's not public knowledge, they don't care. Which means, like, I guess, like, a little flirtation or a little kiss here and there or a little something somewhere is fine as long as they're not embarrassing each other. Because that is kind of the terms of most relationships like that, at least in my experience. But that said, even if it was that, you still don't have the right to go bang your girlfriend's, one of her best friends, you fucking.
Yeah. I think either
asshole.
Way, I don't think that whatever it was that Katie was saying, I don't think Katie was saying, oh, they have an open relationship and they're just like sleeping around with whoever, you know? Like, I think that Katie was just saying like they have a chill relationship in terms of like what, like they don't have, they're not on a leash, like she said. So I just don't think that what Katie said was nearly as scandalous as James spun it out to be. So Katie's
well,
like,
Allie spun it out.
Allie, but then James added to it too, right? Because James like, oh, they obviously have it.
Well,
that
but how
they
do you take it? If somebody says, oh, it's okay. Oh, you saw him dancing with someone at one in the morning in a club. Oh, that's okay. They don't really have rules in their relationship.
I would take it as like, oh, they don't have a rule like, oh, he is not allowed to be like dancing with a girl while they're alone. Like I wouldn't take it as far as open relationship necessarily. It also depends on the context. I think if someone said they don't have rules, but they sort of give me like that, like an air quote look on their eyes, then I'd be like, oh, I see what you're saying. But I just think, I guess what I'm saying is that when Katie explains what she says, I don't think that Katie is trying to backtrack and like clean up what she meant. I feel like Katie was like, this is all I meant. And they spun it out.
Oh, yeah. I think she's trying to backtrack. So Sandoval's Katie's like, well, whenever Tom has any press. Oh, because now Sandoval's going off. OK, so Sandoval's like,
you, Katie, you don't take accountability ever. And the truth is, when you and Schwartz broke up, Schwartz would be like, I'm sad we broke up. And like, here's what I did wrong here and here. But you talk about it. You're like, I would live with no choice. It's like fucking heartbreaking. I was like, what are you doing?
What is he talking
First
about?
First of all, what are you yeah, fucking yelling at her about?
Yeah.
Allie's the one who said that she saw you in the club. Allie's the one telling everyone she saw you in the club. Like, if you're that mad, be mad at her, which you don't even have the right to be mad at anyone if you were dancing in the club and if people questioned it. And what the fuck are you yelling at Katie for about her relationship? That's none of your fucking business. And you're sitting here trying to make it like your relationship is none of her business, but then you're such a fucking hypocrite.
But also,
just
like,
stop screaming all the time.
And the same episode where he's like, Ariana's like always coming at me. And he's literally screaming at Katie in public about this. Something that he has it's not any of his business. And also his point doesn't really make sense that Tom, I guess he's trying to say that, oh, Tom is taking accountability, saying he fucked up and that Katie is acting like I was left no choice. But Katie was left with no choice. Tom was a shitty husband, terrible husband. And she had to dump him so she could move on with her life and find someone who looks like Weird Al, who at least treats her well, you know?
So Katie's like, well, whenever Tom has any pressure applied to him, this is his go-to. He deflects and says, well, what about you? You're never responsible for anything. It's very manipulative, which, yeah. Truth. So he's like, I mean, I fuck up all the time, and I tell Ariana all the time I fuck up, so I take responsibility. And you know what? And he stands up and he's like, you shouldn't be with somebody for who you want them to be. You should be with them for who they fucking are. And that's what's up. I was like, okay, Dr. Laura, thanks so much.
Thanks. That's why Katie left Tom, by the way. I don't know if you heard about this, but Katie served Tom divorce papers because she realized that that's who Tom was and she didn't want to be with that. So thanks for this news flash. And Katie was like, that's profound. You should be a philosopher. Bitch, get a life.
I was like, bitch, get a life. And he just walks off all mad. He's like, ugh.
It was a wild episode.
And have you wild heard all the stuff, the latest stuff of him, you know, after all that Miraval stuff from last week, the latest is him like wandering around the desert in Arizona, but saying that he's not there for Raquel. Because even though Raquel's family is there, he's not just there for her. He's just there to like find himself. And so he's going up to like randos who are hiking. And they're like, oh, hey, Tom. And he's like, hey, yeah, hey, why don't you take a picture and say, like, he's not with Raquel. He's just here alone. Like, those are the screenshots people are putting on Reddit. It just sounds like so Tom, just to be wandering around like, dude, let's prove something on Instagram.
Sad. And also, by the way, we didn't mention the fact that when he's sitting here screaming about how, he makes mistakes all the time and that he takes responsibility, like he always owns up to it, he's accountable. I'm like, what about that Howie Mandel podcast? What about that was an example of accountability?
That's what he means. That is him taking accountability. Because he kept saying, oh, bro, I'm not saying it's right what I did. What I did was fucked up. But I would make her dumpling lattes every day and she didn't even care. It's like what he did was wrong, but everything was justified because he was abused by not having his dumpling lattes appreciated enough.
I have to say, I think he was saying double lattes, but I love the idea of dumpling lattes. Like, ooh, these are my dumpling lattes.
I think he's saying dumpling lattes because he calls her dumpling.
Really?
That's his bubba. He's like, hey, dumpling. Haven't you noticed
dumpling
that?
Dumpling lattes.
Yeah, he calls her dumpling.
Well,
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. A dumpling latte.
It could be both. The dumpling latte could actually be a double. Who knows? A lot of nuances. So anyway, that's the end of the episode. That was a crazy episode. So thanks everyone for being here and listening.
We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.